Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
The man who's driven all of this is the Premier, Mike Baird, who joins us on the line now. Mr. Baird, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Premier, thanks for joining us. Do you have buyers knocking on the door right now?
Well, Gary, we do. This is the incredible thing for the people of this state. It is a perfect time to undertake these transactions. There's super funds interest both here and across the world. They're interested in these sort of assets. Low interest rates means they're even keener on these sort of assets. So we have an incredible opportunity to achieve a great outcome. And as we know, where those funds are going, they're going into the infrastructure that we've looked at in this city and across the state and hoped for. Well, the great news is we're going to be able to deliver it. Green light last night means it is underway.
Yeah, you got the green light last night. How long before we actually see the cash rolling into the coffers so you can really start spending it?
Well, the first transaction is hoped to be completed before the end of the year or early next year. So that's underway. In the next few days, there'll be a whole range of processes undertaken that start that formally. But we are taking this green light as underway today, which means that we're starting the work in terms of a critical number of projects. Obviously, some preliminary work was done, but now we know that we can do it, and that's the great thing. So we're not going to wait. Obviously, the money will flow in as the transactions are done, but we're getting on with the projects ASAP starting today.
The leasing process, will that be transparent? Will we be able to see what's going on and how much money is being raised?
Yeah, of course, Gary. I mean, that the usual process will flow. I mean, just as we did in terms of the lease boards, I mean, that was there for everyone to see. And obviously, I mean, we're only going to ensure that these leases are done in the state's interest. And with all of the competition out there, we do expect a good result. But, I mean, obviously, we need to get through that. But what this is more about, it's not just the transactions, it's the money that comes. And that means things such as the Second Harbour Rail Crossing, a project that's been spoken about in this city for 20 years, well, it is green light. It is underway, and that's going to make a difference in terms of the additional capacity across the entire rail network when it's done. The sooner we start, the sooner it's completed. So it's underway in a big way.
You've also said that you're going to put some of that money towards stadium rebuilds and some of those major projects. If there was a chance that the rebidding process took place for the 2022 World Cup, would we be in a position to sort of fund the rebuilding of some of our stadiums?
Well, I mean, we would seriously look at that. And, I mean, obviously that would be an incredible opportunity. I mean, not just for New South Wales, but the country. And I mean, I've seen comments that people wouldn't want to undertake such a bid unless there was reform in FIFA. But I can assure you, we'll be the first state to sign up if we're given a green light on that. That would be a world event that we would be very proud to host. And we do everything that we needed to do to put us in a position to secure it.
And you're a fan of rebuilding ANZ Stadium and upgrading that?
Well, I've been a big fan of ANZ Stadium. I mean, its history is there for everyone to see. I mean, it's a world-class stadium. And, of course, you know, VATS and existing stadiums require upgrades. We are obviously considering all the options for that. But, again, we only have a limited budget. We're not going to spend money we don't have. But, again, part of the green light last night means that we can put money towards, significant amount of money, towards upgrading our stadiums. And that's exactly what we'll do.
So we're going to see, first of all, you say the green light for the Harbour Crossing. So that's going to happen now and going to start happening as soon as possible. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Because that's been talked about for years, as you say. What about the finishing of the West Connex? We're already talking about the two legs of the West Connex, that link under King Street. Does this make that more likely as well and to happen sooner?
Well, there are two extensions. So there's an extension, you know, of the West Connex effectively into the Anzac Bridge,
yep.
Which gives options into the city and up Victoria Road, and then the extension south down to President's Avenue. So, you know,
I guess that horseshoe loop that goes under King Street, that's going to, where is that in the planning?
That's stage three. So that's that is underway already. But the extensions, which are obviously the north and south of that, will now be completed as part of the project.
Yep.
So And as that's done, I mean, that then connected. I mean, we will have the money that goes towards the commencement of the Western Harbour Tunnel. And that obviously you will follow that route all the way through, and at Anzac Bridge you can go across into the Western Harbour Tunnel, into the city around Victoria Road. And that gives you, if you like, an additional western route right around the city. Takes the pressure off the bridge and the eastern distributor. And I think that's the exciting thing. You can see what this is going to do in terms of congestion, but more importantly, the livability of this city. And as growth comes, this is really the only option. And that's what we're excited about. This is an opportunity to deliver these projects, and we know the difference it's going to make when they're done. We just have to crack on and do them.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.